I'm going to share stories about Ralph Nader and Robert Redford. Yeah. I met Ralph back in 1974, I guess. I grew up in Havre de Grace. Well, I was born in Havre de Grace and grew up in Maryland and Virginia and all over the place. But I went to law school, University of Iowa. And when I graduated in 1974, I became the executive director of something called the Iowa Public Interest Research Group, which was Ralph Nader created the National Public Interest Research Group in 1970. And it was dealing with environmental issues and consumer issues and, you know, stuff like that. And working with college students to work with state legislatures to do good stuff. Yeah. So I got the job in 74, and I met Ralph in 74 and 75, and I liked him a lot. Yeah. Met with him in D.C. a couple of times. And I've met with him since. Yeah. But I took this job. It's the first time I ever took I'd been in the Army, I'd been in college, I'd been in law school, and I took this job about a month after I took the job with the Iowa Public Interest Research Group, I had an audit. We were broke. We were broke, broke. Yeah. So I talked to Ralph. I said, we're broke. So this was 1974, 1975, you know what I mean? And All the President's Men, anybody seen it? Yeah? Well, Robert Redford came to Iowa, Hancher Auditorium. We had about 3,000 people there. He did the the opening, the display, fundraising for Iowa Public Interest Research Group. Yeah, we had like 3,000 people there. Yeah, and I met Robert Redford, who I liked a lot, and he said, I don't know what these people are doing, but these people know what they're doing. I'm here to support them. Thank you for giving your contributions. So we didn't have any more funding issues. That's how I met those two guys. Okay. And I respect and like them a lot, a lot. I've done a few jobs since then. I mean, I was out in Iowa until 78, I guess, you know. I did private practice in Des Moines for a while, and I came back to Maryland, where I was born, and did mostly legal aid, you know, and stuff like that in Maryland and D.C. and, you know, mediation and that kind of stuff. I'm 79 years old, by the way. So, hey, me too, right? You know, I'm quite happy to be standing up here. But yeah, I'm writing a book. You know? I mean, what can you do? I'm writing a book. It's called Adventures of Brian and Bob. I learned when I was 27 I was adopted. And, you know, I lived in Havre de Grace. I was born in Havre de Grace in 1944, World War II. Learned that I was adopted by a couple there that got divorced 2 years later, and I lived in Havre de Grace until I was nearly six, and then went down to Southwest Virginia, Galax, Virginia. Anybody ever been to Galax, Virginia? Yeah! Blue Ridge, yeah. And grew up there and got a new family and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And when I was 27, I was in my first year of law school, and I had a baby boy with my first wife. I'm on number three. I'm not bragging or complaining. Three's a charm, by the way. Yeah, 16 years. Breaks all the records. And, yeah, Darlington, Maryland. Wow. And I came back with my brand-new baby boy to Galax, Virginia. And that's when my third set of parents told me I was adopted. And gave me my birth certificate, my original birth certificate, with my birth names, my birth mother, my birth father. Well, you know, I couldn't find them. But 5 years ago, Darlene Becca, Darlington, Maryland, we have a little farm, gave me 23andMe. Anybody know that? DNA, yeah? It works. It works. It works. So about 2 months later, my half-sister from Oregon said, we're related. And we've been real close ever since. Yeah. And 30 seconds. And yeah, we've been real close. And guess what? Mama's dead, but anyway. Anyway. 6 months ago, my sister from England engaged with me, and we went over there. So I've got two half-sisters in England, and a half-sister and a half-brother in Oregon. And I'm writing a book. It's called Adventures of Brian and Bob. And you want to let me know, okay? Hey, thank you.